All right.
All right. So call to order the meeting for today, January 14th. Abraham, can you go ahead and do roll call, sir?
Yes, of course. The time is 5:17 p.m. And we will begin with roll call, starting with Ashley Jackson.
Here.
Cedric Smith.
Here.
Belen Sisk.
Here.
All right, and we have quorum. We may proceed.
Right. Have every section two, have everyone had the opportunity to review the minutes?
I did. Was it the old minutes from November of 25?
It was, yeah. We didn't have a meeting December because of the break, yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Ashley?
I did, and they look good to me. I didn't see any errors.
Okay. Belen, did you see any errors?
No, I did not. But I also don't know what I'm looking for, so forgive me.
No, that's okay. I get it. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and move to approve the minutes from November 19th. I get a second?
A second,
yes.
All right.
All right, hearing a motion in a second, so we can move to vote, starting with Ashley Jackson.
Aye.
Cedric Smith.
Aye.
Belen Sisk.
Aye.
Motion passes.
Okay. Next on the agenda is call to the audience. And so this will be the opportunity, Eric, if you wanted to bring anything up at this time, sir. The floor is yours.
I think the only thing to say, and you may already have this on your radar, Cedric, is that the letter that the HRC passed in November to request Andrea Keno's the follow-up letter with him, who is the Pima County Supervisor, District 5, that letter, I don't believe has been yet approved by the mayor and council. So it has to go through their vetting process first before it can go to his desk. In lieu of that though, for right now, I did call the city clerk's office, talked to Rick, and he said that, if we wanted to kind of move things along, Alicia, who's on the subcommittee, or Daniel Sullivan, who's also on the subcommittee, moving this, contamination effort work that we've been leading, either one of them could follow up individually as their own, representing themselves, to Cano's office and request a meeting, just noting that there is a formal letter coming at some point. So they did do that. Alicia reached out to his office this week and has that on his radar now. And we haven't heard back to what I'm aware of yet. But again, I think that happened Monday. So I'm not sure when he plans to get back to us or when exactly the letter will be passed from the mayor and council to his office, but that's still pending, but hopefully we'll be able to get in touch with him, and get a meeting scheduled yet.
It sounds good. I haven't seen any emails either with any updates. So I think we still are just standing by, but thank you for sharing. Anything else?
Actually, I did have a general question. There is a UCAB meeting coming up. So UCAB is the entity that is kind of the community relation bridge between the entities that have been working on the kind of the TCE, PFAS, kind of historic water issue cleanup. They represent, you know, Tucson Water, the EPA, and some state entities, and then they're kind of the liaison with community groups. So there is an event coming up at the end of this month. Actually, I think it's next Tuesday or Wednesday. And Alicia plans to share at least a visual version of the resolution that the mayor and council passed on our recommendation. That language, I think like at a banner, and then some historical information about the HRC's work related to that resolution. She wondered if we, in those events, ever kind of either sponsor a table or if it would be okay even if they just had like a we have like a mission and I think description of the HRC on the Tucson website, if you know we even printed out versions of that and just had that at a table, just if people had any questions about what is the HRC and what do we do. So either sponsoring a table or if there's any issues in printing out material about the HRC, is there any information about that or what do you all think about that?
Yeah, I don't have an issue with that. I think, and I think we were trying to get brochures, if I remember correctly, a few months ago. I thought Rick was looking into that for the HRC. And if we have those, maybe we can use those at this event. I don't know about sponsoring the table. I don't know how that works. John, I saw you come off mic. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, everyone. Been out of touch for a little while, but I don't know if like Rick can probably check that, but yeah, we did discuss it a few months ago at least, and there should be these. I mean, they're old, but the information for the most part is all still relevant. Other than the website says like tucsonaz.gov/hrc, that doesn't connect to anything anymore. But the there are these cards, like postcard size things. At the front it says equality, it's the law, and it says like the city seal and the HRC seal, and the reverse talks about what we do and, you know, mission statement. So there should be a bunch of those still, unless they got rid of them. But when I was over there, you probably have to pick them up from City Hall, though.
So I'm going to go ahead and jump in right now, guys. Happy New Year. Second is I'll go ahead and scan what is down there to you guys. So you all see that pamphlet, and if it's something you might want to move forward with, Cedric, then we can go ahead and give that out. And then two, just a reminder that this is called the audience, and there's not it's only for discussion only, not to be able to have a dialogue or discussion back and forth, unfortunately. And then, Eric, I know that Abraham, I mentioned to you about reaching back out to your pointer, which is Ward 3. Fortunately, we haven't received anything from boards and commissions on your appointment. I'm not saying that they're not going to appoint you, but I need you to reach out and let them know if you're still interested in serving under Ward 3 to have them speed that appointment process up so we can get you back on. And then, was there something I was missing? Okay. But for right now, though, like I mentioned, this item called the audience is just going to be discussion only. Information only, I'm sorry.
All right. So we'll care pick that up once Eric gets appointed. Moving on, I see Josue is it on. And I'm not sure if he has been appointed. But so no updates for the LGBTQ plus. Moving on to the resolution letter, pretty much what Eric stated in the call of audience are the only updates we have currently standing by. And number six, any new kind of Tucson, Pima County? Me personally, I kind of reached back out to that mapping covenant, a POC dealing with that mapping covenant project that occurred a few years ago, just to see where they were with the project, kind of get some updates because I haven't heard anything in a long time. And I haven't got a reply back, but I did just kind of email them, I think, last week or 2 weeks ago. So I can reach back out. does anyone have anything else that's new in Tucson? Baylin, go ahead.
I work in prevention, and today I learned that our funds were cut. So that means mental health awareness training. I do mental health first aid. I'm an instructor for adult youth and Indigenous youth, as well as substance abuse programs. Certain grants that they have written through SAMHSA are not being honored. So last night they sent an email to every program that is involved, which includes, you know, Kodak, COPE, Sonoran Behavioral Health, The Haven. I can name so many that I work alongside with, Tucson Indian Center. Most likely we are all being affected by that today. So today's been a very rough, interesting, sad day.
Yeah. Is that cut, like, is it federal funding, or?
I think it's federally funded. You would have to look through the SAMHSA website. Okay. They sent out an email to all of the programs that are granted through SAMHSA. So our program with where I work, and I'm not sure if I'm supposed to say anything about that or not, but we're definitely being affected right now. And I feel like he's coming after everything that we do as a company. So we're nonprofit. I serve people all over Arizona. Our programs are free. This mental health training has been free for many, many years. And now we are done. I had to cancel all my meetings this year. So yeah, today's really sad. I don't know what else to say. Hi, my name is Belen, and I'm happy to be here with you guys.
Yeah. So, okay. I'm wondering, so I'm sure there's probably some type of counteraction to this, to the funding being cut, I imagine, not at our level, but I'm sure, like, somebody.
As far as I know, the other email that we got said that the members of Congress were not notified of this cut. This was a surprise cut. We knew that the program that we do with our company was going to be cut eventually. We were thinking around September is when that grant ended. So we were just like, okay, that's fine. We have until September to complete the grant and get out these trainings as fast and as much as we can. And January 13th at 7:57, they sent this email last night, and they just said that, unfortunately, $2 billion of programs that were receiving money through SAMHSA were not going to be receiving their funds. Their programs are cut. January 30th, that's it. It's over. SAMHSA did say, because there was some pushback, and I'm sorry, the dogs are barking in the back, and I have to be here because my husband and everybody's working inside, that these cuts were made out of priority because they felt like the programs that were cut were not doing anything specific or monumental for the community, which we all know is not true. So one of the things I can tell you as an instructor, our language changed, and I had to take another training that had to do with rewording how we were presenting this workshop to people. And there were lots of words that were cut out of the program that we couldn't use any longer, such as culture, LGBTQ, queer. There were just so many. There were hundreds of words that we were not allowed to use anymore. So I imagine that this had nothing to do with anything other than what the agenda is right now. So there was some pushback, but then they came back out and said that, no, we approve this, but that's not what they said back in September. So we were like, oh my God, this is shocking.
All right. Well, just keep an eye out if you could, and just provide updates to us, please. I appreciate it. I see Ashley got her hand up.
Yes, absolutely. Yes, and just beyond like what you said, Cedric, I know you can still apply for state level grants. And I know that's probably beyond where, your position, but those within that nonprofit can look into state level grants, although a federal one, I know it may not be as, it might not be as much money, but, something is better than nothing. I would encourage them to look at state level grants because mental health, awareness and training is important. But there kind of has to be a solution to something, and there should always be a plan B, C. So while those funds were dependent upon, there's still other, avenues that could be looked into. So I would encourage them even to look at the state level and the grants, because there's always some sort of grant money being awarded or being given out. So I would look into that route.
Okay, thank you, Ashley. I'll let my supervisors know about that. And I'm sure that everybody's like scrambling today. It was just a day for all of us. We're totally shocked by this news. And I learned, you know, not only our programs here, it's just statewide. So this is monumental, and it should raise a huge red flag for our whole community. If we don't have these programs for awareness and prevention, then what are we doing? You know, this is crazy.
Yeah. All right. I mean, thank you for sharing that. Appreciate it. We're going to go. I'm going to ask Abram, can we go back? There is some edits to the minutes that I may have missed. Page 2. It should say Commissioner Howard, not Commissioner Romero.
Okay, I'm looking at it now.
And is that, I'm thinking that's for, I'm looking for the trans.
Mm-hmm.
On page 2.
Oh, yes, I see it. I believe that was Commissioner Romar. I can double check for sure that.
I might be wrong. And I know Eric can't talk right now.
No, or, you're right. You're right, Cedric. Your memory serves you correct. That was Josue. Who addressed that.
Okay, so it is Josue, but hold on a second, guys. Oh, number, part, section 5, second paragraph. Commissioner Howard then showed the letter to address the, dealing with the TCE letter.
Oh, yes, I see. That was item 5, looking at him. Okay, yes, I see what you're referring to. Yes, I will take a look at that.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right, moving on to vacancy and advisory positions. Okay, so this is going to be a discussion here, saying that we have two commissioners right now that's still being waiting to be sworn in. This was going to be my last meeting as chair. I was going to, you know, still remain on board as advisory like John. But I'm not sure you guys would have quorum if I did do that. So I'm thinking just until Eric and Josue get sworn in, I stay on board, and that way we can have quorum and still have meetings with no issues. And then once they get sworn in, then I can drop down to advisory.
Yeah, just to jump in. So, sorry, just to jump in. Yes. So if you decide to stay on as a, for example, step down as chair, but stay on as a member, you would still remain with quorum. However, if you like to step down to an advisory role, you would lack quorum in that sense. So it's up to you how you want to, you know, go about that. If you do stay on, as whether as chair, or if you want to step down as a standard member, the quorum will remain until we can get, you know, more people appointed to the positions. So, just to throw that out there.
But so if now on the next future meeting agendas, right, we could, and when we get there, we'll talk about appointing a new chair.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that would be need to be agendized.
That would need to be
for the next meeting. Yeah, for the next meeting.
And so, say one of the individuals that want to become chair hasn't been sworn in, we would just continue to, you know, go as planned. And who would conduct the meetings? Mm-hmm. Would I still?
Right. They would need to be sworn in before they can be appointed chair.
Okay. So to make sure that we have quorum, me stepping down as advisory won't cut it. As Abraham said, I would need to stay as a member.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
So I'll drop down as a member so we can still have quorum. And then when we get down to future agenda items, we'll discuss appointing a chair. How about that?
It would be done at the next meeting.
Cedric, random question. Yes. So are you planning to, like, leave the commission entirely and be replaced, or are you looking to just, like, hand the chair position off to someone else after the election?
I mean, I never wanted to, quote-unquote, leave, but, yeah, I wanted to, you know, leave for some time, yes, but then still be over. So that's why I was thinking advisory. You know what I mean?
Gotcha. Yeah, no, I just wanted to clarify just to make sure.
Yeah.
And then also, random question for our clerk office representatives. I don't know if the law changed, but in the past, they usually had or maybe the interpretation was, you know, changed. But in the past, we've typically had the commissioners whose terms ended with the council member. It usually says in the letter, like, they stay on until they're reappointed or a replacement. Is that still a thing or is it not?
Co-terminus.
Oh, yes. It's called co-terminus. So, yeah, so from what I understand, they reappoint for the council member. Yeah, so that would be the term. I believe I can just write this down real quick. Just get more information on that.
Yeah, because in the past, I know we always get letters. I know that, you know, there's clerks and such, but say in the letter, at least the older letters, that cite like the code or whatever, and it says that you are invited to continue to serve in your role until the next person. But yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. So that would be the coterminous. So I can definitely look into that for you for sure, just to be extra sure. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what would that do then, John, if it, you know,
well, like, depending on what they find out, it was my understanding, at least this is how we've always done things in the past, where, like, for example, I'm assuming what happened with, like, say, Eric is that his term technically ended with the end of Ward 3's, you know, council member. But usually they've traditionally had that commissioner stay on and as like an actual member until they're replaced or
in it. Yeah.
But so like in theory, if that was the case, like you would technically still be a commissioner currently right now in this meeting, but I don't know if that law changed or if that is, if it's, or if we just don't know right now.
Yeah.
And that's where I was trying to get.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, sorry, just to jump in. So yeah, to my understanding, that they were lenient with that in the past. However, now they are, they want to do it, you know, through the correct channels to where the council member would reappoint, even if it's the same council member through their term, they would reappoint the individual.
Got it. Yep.
Okay. So to make sure we still have quorum, I need to stay on as a member.
Yes, correct.
Okay, I will do that.
And just real quick, I can list off the vacancies we do have for the commission. So we do have two vacant positions for non-advisory member or advisory members. We have one vacant position for the mayor. We also have a vacant position for the liaison to the LGBTQ plus committee, one vacant position for Ward 1, position for Ward 3, and vacant position for Ward 6, just to get her up to date.
Has the LGBTQ commission met at any point recently? Do we know that or no?
Yeah, so they're going through the same thing. So they're kind of, So yeah, they're kind of going through the same thing where they're looking at their members and reappointing who they want to be as the liaison to other committees and such.
Okay, got it. Yeah, I just wondered because like sometimes that takes a while from on their end.
Right.
I'm sorry, Abraham. What were those vacancies again, buddy? Sorry to have. I know mayor.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, sure, no problem. So we have mayor. There's two positions for advisory members. One position for Ward 1. We have one position for Ward 3, which, you know, is Eric if he gets reappointed. And then we have one position for Ward 6.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Anything else? All right. HRC future meeting dates. I think we can remove that one, right? We decided to keep it on the second Wednesday at 5:15. I think we had that on for the November meeting, just to kind of vote on if we wanted to keep the same date. So we can remove that one. Chairperson, summary of current events. Other than what I previously stated, I really don't have any current events right now. So moving on to the commissioner's summary of current events. Do anyone have anything?
Nothing to report at this time.
Okay. All right, and now future agenda items. Okay, so obviously you'd like to appoint a commissioner. And other than that, just maybe other than that, I don't have anything else at this time. I think, you know, hopefully we'll have an update on the TCE letter by this time, by February. Second week of February, so we can know a path forward or know any additional actions. But other than appointing commissioner, I don't have anything else. Does anyone else have anything for future agenda items? All right. So any go backs? Nothing? All right. So, Abraham, I got a question. So, by me just becoming a regular member, do we still kind of go as planned even though I'm not the commissioner, or how do we go about doing that?
So that will be discussed at the next meeting.
Okay.
Then.
Gotcha. All righty.
Oh, yeah. So we'll also discuss that after the meeting too as well. Sorry.
Yeah, no problem. Okay, since no one has anything, I don't have anything. That concludes the meeting at 5:46 p.m. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Cedric.
Bye, everybody. Nice to meet you
again,
Valen. Nice to meet you, too. Happy New Year, everyone.
Bye, John. Happy New Year, everyone.
Happy New Year.